Tell us, what advice do you have for the people now? They want good. I mean, most people, they want good. They want good, but they don't have a plan. They don't have a system. And there's some confusion out there. Some people just give up. They say, I believe in God, but I don't want to follow an organized religion. What do you got to say about this?
Basically, one is most people that say that, they believe in God, and they just say, well, I'm doing right. God understand I'm doing right and I'm not doing wrong. But who to say what's right and wrong? One of the reasons why God sent us prophets and messengers is to teach us what's right and wrong. We can't say what's right and wrong according to our desires. Some people might say, well, I'm not going around killing any people. I only smoke one blunt a day, so I'm not that bad. You know what I mean? Yeah. This is the mentality of most of the people. But the one way we define right and wrong is what God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, tell us what to stay away from or what to implement in our life. This is what's right and wrong. And this is why he sent us prophets and messengers. And if that was the case, we wouldn't need no prophet and messenger. We can just believe in God and live life the way we want to live life. So it's very important that if a person, like we said earlier, man, God created us. He know what's best for us.
Yeah.
He know what's best for us. So if he send down a religion and a way of life and tell us that this is what's going to help us in this life and the next life, then we need to listen to and follow that religion. For example, when you're in a university or a college, if you have a study, you have a test, and the teacher give you a book and say, well, you have to study this book in order to pass your test. Most people will put stay up all night studying that book. Allah sent us down the Quran, and he sent us the last messenger. And he tell us that this is the way we have to live our life. This is the ultimate test that's going to help us either get to Jannah, paradise, or if we disobey Allah and don't follow this book, we can go to the hellfire. Yeah. So this is the ultimate test in life that we have to follow the way that God sent down to us to follow.
You know, it's like your boss. He said, look, do A, B, and C, and you're going to get paid.
Yes.
Don't do your job, you're out of a job, you're fired.
You're going to listen to that boss.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You're going to listen to that boss.
Yeah, but the creator, when he says fired, he means the fire, the hellfire.
Yeah. Let's stay away. Protect us from that.
Yeah.
I mean.
Tell us now, you do some speaking, you go and you travel all around the world, helping out the youth, helping out the people, you know, sharing your story.
Definitely.
People want to get in touch with you.
Yes.
Where
if they
want to
get in contact, they can reach me from my website, through my website, www.napoleonoutlawed.com. I also just launched a clothing line, Meme Clothing, MIMclothing.com, you know, so we wait for the people to holler at me.
One last thing, closing comments and suggestions. That person who's living from weekend to weekend, hanging out at the nightclubs, she wants to impress the men, he wants to chase the woman, and you know what? Now their conscience is eating up at them. They want to do the right thing. What advice do you have for them?
My advice that for the people that's searching and they're looking for the right thing, like I mentioned earlier, man, go get an English translation of the Quran. Go to a masjid if you have any masjids in your neighborhood or on the internet. Go read about the religion of Islam or read about the biography of the Prophet Muhammad. If you're looking for good, the owner of all good is Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth. If you're looking for respect, the owner of all respect is Allah. So we have to return to Allah to get some type of happiness, to get our life in order. We have to follow the life that was prescribed from us from our creator. It's the only way we have some type of happiness inside.
Jazakallah khairan, may the creator of the heavens and earth Allah reward you.
And
thank you. Thank you sincerely. We're here not to judge you. We're trying to help you get things together before you get judged, before the day of judgment, because we will all die and we will be accountable for our actions. And we know there's some confusion, let's say, out there. But you could do something very simple. Ask the Creator alone to guide you, and then use the good old common sense that he gave you. Look, if you were trying to find a essay, for instance, that was written by Shakespeare, and then you had 20 of them, and the rest were written by 2 years, for example. Are you telling me you would not be able to find the one written by Shakespeare? With all these ways of life, confusion, and the devil, Shaitan, setting up falsehood out there, you're telling me you're not going to be able to find the one way, the correct way, that is from the creator of the heavens and the earth? Don't fool yourself. Be sincere with yourself. Do the little bit of the legwork. You worked hard to get that PhD, you worked hard to get that high school diploma, or even the GED, you can work a little bit to get close and find out who your Lord is. It's very simple. And if you need more information, call the number 1-800-662-ISLAM and visit us here every week on The Dean Show. Until then, assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you.
Come and see what everyone's talking about. Prove. If you find one contradiction, it can't be from God.
But the rational idea, the rational explanation is, you do your best.
Give up worshiping God as one. I will never give up spreading this message.
I hope that you take that necessary step. You don't know if you're going to live till tomorrow. So you got to find that urgency to do the right thing right now.
The reality of life usually doesn't sink in until tragedy comes.
You get a few bad people, the media grabs a hold of that and spins it the way they want to.
If you say that you do not believe in Jesus, you have stepped outside of Islam. You cannot be a Muslim. It is a tenet of our faith to.
It's cold, it's late, everybody's sleeping. I arise and ask Allah to forgive me. Oh Allah, you see. Oh Allah, you know. All the sins I do, I turn to you to forgive my sins and my heart. I'm your sinful slave, you're my loving Lord. I'm the one who runs away. Oh Allah, guide me.